USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Primary elections and some runoffs took place Tuesday in D.C., Alabama, Virginia, Arkansas, and Georgia. Despite being outspent at least 11-1, Chris West defeated Jeremy Hunt in the Republican primary runoff. That's in Georgia's 2nd Congressional District. Virginia's Republican congressional candidate Derek Anderson tells One America News the minority of military vet candidates are fed up watching the business in D.C. and are now running for office.
Right now, our Congress is composed of 17% veterans, which is the lowest it's been since the beginning of World War II. I think they're pretty fed up at what's going on in our country and how it's being run.
The South Dakota Senate on Tuesday convicted Attorney General Jason Roundsburg of 2 impeachment charges stemming from a 2020 fatal accident, removing and barring him from future office. Stanley Cup Game 4 is tonight. Colorado leads Tampa Bay 2-1. USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
As the investigation into the Uvalde, Texas school shooting continues today, many errors by those charged with keeping our kids safe may have cost lives with their inactions.
At a hearing in the Texas Senate, Colonel Steve McCraw, director of the Texas Department of Public Safety, said officers in the Uvalde school district had what they needed to stop the gunman 3 minutes after he entered the elementary school. He called the department's response to the deadly shooting an abject failure.
The only thing stopping a hallway of dedicated officers from entering room 111 and 112 was the on-scene commander, who decided to place the lives of officers before the lives of children.
McCraw added that officers would have found the door to the classroom where the shooter was holed up to be unlocked. That's if they had bothered to check it. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
President Biden today will call on Congress to suspend the federal gas tax for 3 months, and he's asking the states to do the same. President Obama calls this move a gimmick. USA Radio News.
Here at Total Wine & More, you'll love what you find, especially our totally low prices.
I'm firing up the grill for burgers and want to impress the neighbors.
This bourbon has a smoky flavor that'll go great with your grill.
Nice!
Wow, and look at that price.
Well done.
I prefer medium rare. Your neighbors will love it. Love what you find, only at Total Wine & More. Pickup and delivery available at TotalWine.com. Drink responsibly, B21.
As the nation awaits the Supreme Court's decision on a case that could overturn Roe v. Wade, Senator Ted Cruz on Newsmax Tuesday said he fears Democrat activists will lose their minds and there will be organized riots staged nationwide and the Department of Justice will just watch without enforcing the law.
Sadly, organized riots. I fear we're going to see organized violence. I think we're going to see something very similar to what we saw in 2020 with the Antifa and Black Lives riots across the country. We're already seeing Democratic politicians directing violent rioters to go to the justices' homes, to threaten the justices' homes. We saw someone arrested for attempted murder of Justice Kavanaugh, and I think we're deliberately going to see violence used as a tool of political terrorism by the left. And I got to say, Sean, it's infuriating that Merrick Garland, the Attorney General, refuses to enforce the law. It is a federal crime to protest at a justice's home while a case is pending. The Department of Justice under Biden refuses to enforce that law. We're seeing pro-life centers, pregnancy centers targeted, firebombed, and the Department of Justice is not doing a thing about it.
Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn are lining up in the southeast sky this month. It will peak on Friday. Get your tickets now because this won't happen again until 2040. Thanks for listening, my friend. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.